Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, and welcome to MGN Radio. Today is Wednesday, December 16th, and it is a wonderful day. And thank you for joining. I am your host, Miss Tossie, broadcasting live from the great state of Louisiana. Yes, and thanks everybody for tuning in and joining us today on this fabulous show. As you all know, I always tell all our listeners, okay, if you've never heard of MGN Radio, MGN Radio is an extension of My Good Nanny Agency, and we focus on topics that are of interest to moms and dads in our parenting community. We interview celebrities, everyday moms, authors, businesswomen and men, and we're glad we have you. Today, we're super excited to have our guest, Nicole Woodriffe, and I hope I said that right. We're super excited. She is a certified child sleep consultant. Isn't that amazing? I can't wait to chat with her and give her our wonderful MGN introduction. Okay, so let me just tell you about certified child sleep consultant, and then we're going to connect her. As you know, grab your pen and paper, because as you know, MGN Radio goes by so fast, and we're glad you're here. So, Nicole Woodriffe, basically she had her daughter, and she was at a loss at how to provide her with the foundation for healthy sleepy habits. She was at a loss. She barely slept during the day, and at night she didn't have proper consolidated sleep. She had almost 2 years of sleepless nights and didn't know where to turn for help. She was desperate, and she would have given anything, like most moms, to get a proper night's sleep. 6 years later, she had her son, and she wanted to do things right. She wanted to make sure that she would not go through what she went through with her first daughter. She searched the internet and discovered the wonderful world of sleep consulting. Her main goal and her passion is to help sleep-deprived children and parents get the sleep they need. She completed an extensive child sleep consulting training from the Family Sleep Institute in 2015. By following this course, she is knowledgeable of the various methods of sleep training that there are out there. She can advise you with the pros and cons, and she will design a plan that's right for you and your family. You can visit her online at bedtimesleeptime.com. So bedtimesleeptime.com. So without further ado, let me connect our guest, Nicole. Let's see if this is her. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Tossie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm amazing. I'm fabulous. How are you? And welcome to MGN Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on. It's such an honor to be here. I'm super excited.
Yay, yay. And to all our fans listening online, as you know, this is live recording. It's going to be recorded, and we're going to share it after the show. So let's get right to it. Okay, so talk to us about this child sleep consultant, like what it is and how you actually got started.
Sure. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction, first of all. And, well, actually, it all started for me in 2008, in the fall of 2008, when I had my first child, a girl. At that time, all I knew about babies sleeping or baby sleep was that they slept a lot. So I was looking forward to that because I thought I was going to get long, nice stretches of sleep. But I was just too busy preparing the other fun stuff. So I was getting, you know, looking for cute baby clothes and making sure that the nursery is ready. And I didn't, you know, prepare myself as thoroughly as I should have. And I didn't read up on baby sleep schedules or how to set healthy sleep habits. So once my daughter was born, the first few days actually weren't that bad, because she did sleep quite a lot. But as it turned out, my production, my milk production didn't jumpstart the way it should have. So actually she was very weak. And luckily that got sorted out quite quickly. And that's when the sleep issues started. So I was getting pretty frustrated because I had read somewhere that a newborn should be sleeping like 17 hours a day. And I was lucky if I was able to get her down for 20 to 30 minutes at a time. I spent many times, many nights alone on my couch, nursing her and just bawling my eyes out because I felt miserable. And to be honest, I didn't want anybody to know how bad I felt. I was working a full-time job at the time, and I was taking care of my family. And it was just terrible because I had to go on 4 or sometimes even 2 hours of sleep. It was just really a miserable time in my life. I'm very honest about it. When I talk to parents, when I talk to people, I just tell them, I call it as it is. I love my daughter to pieces, but it was just a very, very difficult time in my life. And luckily, after almost 3 years, those sleep issues cleared up all by themselves because she was getting older. And after 3 years, I had my next child, another little girl, and thank God this was a much better sleeper than the first one. and then 3 years after that, I was pregnant with a little boy, and I wanted to make sure I did it properly this time, so I grabbed all of the Chelsea books I could get my hands on, and I read them. And when he turned 5 months, I actually took him to a baby spa in Houston. And while I was talking to the owner, she mentioned that Chelsea consultants exist. That was such a revelation to me. And once I got home, I just immediately jumped on the internet and I started searching all of the information. And that's how I came across the Family Sleep Institute. And then I talked to the founder, a pioneer child sleep consultant, Deborah Pedrick, and I was sold. So after going through a selection process, I was accepted into the program. And almost after almost 5 months of intensive training and successful completion of my volunteer cases, I became certified. So basically,
Yay!
That's the story of how I became a child sleep consultant.
Wow, that is amazing. And you're not based, for those people who are listening online or on the phone, you're not based in the United States, but I know you have clients. You're actually in an island next to Aruba, I think, Curaçao?
Correct.
Properly?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's Curaçao, yeah.
Curaçao. So how is it the same? Because in America, we have, you know, postpartum depression and all these, you know, sleep deprivation for working moms. Is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
On your island, similar
Absolutely.
Things happen?
Absolutely. This is across the board. You will come across the same issues because, you know, we are all moms and we have the same feelings. And it's something you come across no matter where you live, no matter where people live. I come across the same issues. As you mentioned, I work with clients from all over the world. I work with clients in Japan, in U.S., in Canada, on my island itself, in the Netherlands, in Europe. So it's actually all over the board, across the board, it's the same issues that you come across.
Wow, that's good to know. Now, if you could sum it up, what is a sleep baby? Is it somebody that just helps babies sleep? Like, educate, if you could sum it up in a couple of words, what is a sleep baby consultant?
Well, what a child sleep consultant does is we help parents. We give them the tools, guidance, and support to help their little ones sleep better. It really depends. Each child sleep consultant has their own method of working with parents. My particular method is that I have an intake session with the parents. We talk about what's going on, and then based on that, I will create a step-by-step sleep plan. And once they're happy with that plan, they will implement it, and I will support them daily and guide them daily for the length of the consultation that they selected.
Oh, okay. Now, how do you find your customers?
Well, usually they find me. The people, it's great, right?
Yeah.
The people that I've worked with, the families that I've worked with, most of the time so far, they've been very happy with the results. And they talk about it with other parents. They talk about it with their family, with their friends. And even on Facebook pages, they mention that they worked with me. And usually that's how people find me.
Wow, that is amazing. We are chatting live with Nicole. She's a certified child sleep consultant, and we're chatting with her on MGN Radio. So now you talked about your certification, and for those moms who may, you know, like you, they're working a full-time job, but they just want to spend more time with their children, what would you say is the biggest advantage of having a sleep consultant? If you're a new mom and you have a baby, like, what would you say is the biggest advantage?
Well, I think definitely it's that you get to learn more about what's age-appropriate. A lot of times parents do not know what's age-appropriate for their children, what kind of sleep is to be expected. So they don't really have realistic expectations. And it gets very frustrating when you hear your friend was talking about, let's say somebody has a friend and the baby's about the same age as theirs, and they're saying, oh, my baby slept through the night, and the baby's probably like 2 months old or something, and your baby's still waking every 2 or 3 hours. So when you hear that that's happening for that person, you get frustrated. But then again, probably that person lucked out because that baby's sleeping more than average. So I guess having a child sleep consultant is a good thing because you get to talk to somebody about what's natural, what's to be expected, and also helps you set healthy sleep habits, create proper sleep environment, make sure that you have a good sleep schedule for your child that is biologically appropriate. So I think that's basically just to name a few of the advantages of working with a child sleep consultant.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And now, Nicole, a lot of times as new moms, it's like the transition from crib to bed. I know with my two girls, I was a breastfeeding mom. Shout out to all the breastfeeding moms. And it was so hard because it was so easy for the baby to be in the bed with me and just, you know, whip out the breast and let her, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, is there a proper transition time from crib to bed? Can you share about that?
Well, you know what the thing is? Everybody has their own parenting style. Some people will exclusively breastfeed for long periods of time. Others will start with a bottle quite early on. Some people prefer to do bed sharing. Others absolutely will not. So it's kind of difficult to say when is the right time. I think, you know, your own instinct as a mother should tell you what is best for your particular situation. But if you are breastfeeding and you depends, of course, on if you're working, if you want your child to have his or her own room, all of those type of things, you know, play a role in when you have to make certain these types of decisions. So it really is up to you. I don't know if are you still, you know, bed sharing and breastfeeding, or was that a while back?
Oh no, that's a while back. My two girls are 9 and 7. So yeah, that was a while back.
You know what the thing is, that a lot of times people go on internet and they're looking for kinds of information, and they find there's lots of information, and a lot of times it's also conflicting information. So some people will say you need a bed share. Others will say absolutely do not bed share, you know, and all kinds of things. But the thing is, each child is unique and each child is different. So there isn't really a one-size-fits-all solution. And I think that's very important when you're talking to people who want to give you advice. For example, a child sleep consultant, that they're well aware of your own particular situation and your own particular parenting style to give you the appropriate advice. Because, you know, if your aim is to get your child sleeping independently in his or her own room, then, you know, then we can give you the appropriate advice to get those results.
I love it. I love it. Great, great. So now you were working a full-time job like so many moms and exhausted, and then now you're able to do this full-time, and it still has its challenges, I'm sure. So what are some of the biggest challenges you have, you know, being a mompreneur with small kids?
Tassie, how much time do you have?
Pick one.
I'm sorry. No, it's honestly been tough. It's very difficult balancing, you know, having a job, being an entrepreneur, taking care of my family, spending time with my kids, volunteering, keeping up with Periscope. I don't know if you're familiar with that app. It's
Of course. We got to chat about Periscope. Yes.
Wonderful app. Love it. And it's just, it really takes a lot of focus and figuring out how to balance it all. And what I've been doing is I listen to my body, and when I feel that it's just getting too overwhelming, I make priorities and I take a step back. Because, you know, it's very important to accept that we're not super moms. I know that maybe a lot of people think they are, but you just have to accept sometimes that you can't do it all, and your family needs you too. So just listen to yourself, listen to your body, and take a step back and make priorities.
Make priority. I love it. I love it. Now, we talked about the challenges, but what are some of the things that you love most about your line of work?
Oh, wow. I nothing makes me happier when I talk to parents after a consultation period. Some even come back to me like months after we've worked together, and they're telling me like, oh, my gosh, my baby's such a champion sleeper. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. And I tell them, well, actually, you guys did the work, because the parents are there. The parents are with the child. They're putting in the hours. They're putting in the effort. So, you know, I tell them, give yourself a great big pat on your back, because you did all the work. And it just makes me so happy to hear how much happier these children are, how much better rested they are, and also the parents, because they're able to enjoy parenthood even more. And what I love hearing the most is when I'm talking to a mom and she tells me, I finally got my nights back. So they get the time to, you know, do the dishes, they get time to watch a movie, they get time to go on dates with their husbands or their partners. You know, it just makes me so incredibly happy to hear that.
I love it. Yeah. And it is a wonderful time. I mean, you're so sleep deprived and just to get that good night's sleep. Now, let's say somebody listening to the show is like, wow, I really need this. I want to work with you. What are your costs?
Mm-hmm.
Like what program or what do you offer and what are the costs?
Okay. So as each parent and each situation and each child is different, I offer a variety of options. In some cases, it's just a small change that needs to be made, and parents are very in tune with what's going on, and they're very clear on what they want, even before they call me. So in those cases, I will schedule a one-hour call, Skype, or FaceTime session with them, and then we can go over what's going on, and then I can give them some tips and tricks that they can implement on their own. And so this is an hour consultation, which costs $59. And in the cases where it's a little bit more complicated or when parents need a little bit more support, and to be honest, most people come to me for these kind of packages. So I offer a one week or a two-week package that, let's say, even if they take a one-week package, they can always extend it to 2 weeks. That's absolutely no problem. And when we do that kind of consultation package, then we have the one-hour session where we talk about what's going on. And before that, they will fill in an intake form that's on my website. So they can just go to bedtimesleeptime.com. And under contact, I have a button that says intake form. They get to fill it in, and I get the form. I go over it, and then we have that one-hour session. And after that one-hour session, I already have an idea of what their parenting style is and kind of what's going on. Then I go think about different types of methods that will best fit this family. I will create a detailed step-by-step sleep plan and send it to the parents. Once they're 100% comfortable with it, then they can implement it, and I will give them support for the length of time that they selected. So I will have daily contact with them for a week or 2 weeks. For the one-week consultation, that's $197. And if they choose the 2 weeks consultation, which is the most popular, then it's $299.
Very reasonable, very reasonable, very reasonable. And I know our producer was, we were chatting earlier, and just so you know, Nicole, your connection, you sound like you're right in, next door to me talking. The connection is wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm great.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Yeah,
it's great. It sounds great. You'll see it's recording live and everything. So, yeah, we are chatting live with super certified child sleep consultant Nicole Woodruffy. And we're talking about, you know, how she can help you get the sleep and you and your family needs. And her website is bedtimesleeptime.com. Check her out. Gorgeous picture, by the way, Nicole. Gorgeous picture.
Oh, wow.
Now,
thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, any advice, and I always tell everybody the show, we got like 8 minutes left, so I did want to get these last few questions in. Any advice that you have? I know you said about, you know, every child is different, but is there any other advice maybe for that mom that, you know, maybe a single mom, you know, that's dealing, has the kids, has, you know, can't afford to quit her job? And needs to get some sleep. Is there any advice that you have for her?
Yeah, sure. First of all, to avoid frustration, something that I experienced because I just didn't know any better, I would say if it's possible, you know, start off grabbing some great child sleep books so you're well informed about what's normal for your child's age group. Because, as I already said, a lot of times you get frustrated because you're hearing all these stories from people around you, and you think, well, that's how it's supposed to be for my child. But it's not always the same. So, you know, once you have more of a realistic expectation, you will be less frustrated. So just, first of all, get informed on what's normal for your child's age. Second of all, these are just more practical tips for the smaller children. It's very important that when you're putting your child to sleep, if your child is sleeping in his or her own room, make sure that the room is as dark as possible because darkness helps with the production of melatonin. That's the sleep hormone that helps the child fall and stay asleep. So make sure the room is as dark as possible. If your child is still young, make sure it's also dark for naps. What is very important is that you have a solid routine. So either for naps or bedtime, make sure that you have a solid routine in place, every day the same, so that your child knows what's expected of him or her, and it's going to make it much easier. And another tip also, you know, try to keep the environment as quiet as possible because there's some children who are more sensitive to not only lights but also sounds. So if possible, try to keep it as quiet as possible. You can use a white noise machine. We recommend it quite often to drown out the background noise. So, you know, you can definitely try a white noise machine or a fan and see if that helps.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. Future plans for your business? Any things we should know about? I know you chatted before I let you go. I know you chatted about Periscope. And if you're not on Periscope, all my mommypreneurs, get on Periscope. You do some amazing scope. I've joined a couple of times and listened to your scopes. I love it. You got a scope about this show.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I scope from a lot of accounts, but the Dare to Aspire account, I'll probably chat about this show on it. But any big plans about your business that you would like to share, you know, anything that you want to share with us?
Well, I already mentioned Periscope. I am trying to scope more often because Periscope's, for the ones that don't know what it is, it's an app of Twitter, and you interact live with people, with awesome people giving valuable content. So I try to do that as often as I can. So it's, again, hard to juggle it with having a family and work and all that kind of stuff. So I try to do it as often as I can, and it's definitely helping me get over my shyness. So I'm doing Periscopes, And I'm also planning webinars, so age-specific webinars for, I'm hoping to reach more people this way. I'm hoping that more people will then be aware of Chelsea Consultants and get some great information out there and hopefully help more families.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I love the fact that you do the free 15-minute assessment, and then you have the other assessment where people can, you know, pay and get some advice. I think this has been really super amazing. I have learned something about, you know, sleep and, you know, you being a consultant, Nicole. Can you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you again, please?
Absolutely. First of all, they can check out my website. That is www.bedtimesleeptime.com. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email to info@bedtimesleeptime.com. My Twitter and Periscope handle is @BTSTChildSleep. So there are plenty of ways to find me. I'm also on Facebook. If you look up Bedtime Sleep Time, you can also find me on Facebook. So I'm, you know, all over the internet, you can easily find me. And any questions you have, just send me an email or contact me on Twitter. I will gladly help because that's my passion. That's my mission, to get these kids sleeping and get the parents sleeping also.
Yeah. And we're going to post it on our My Good Nanny page. We're going to tag you on your Facebook page so people can just click and see your Facebook page, Nicole. This has been super, super excited. The one thing I was going to ask you is social media. Like, is Periscope like your favorite right now that you use? Or what's your favorite social media?
I do love Periscope because I feel more comfortable talking than writing. It's more personal, and I like it that people get to see the real me and they get to hear the real me, and it's just much more easier and more interactive. So I'm mostly on Periscope or Twitter, actually everywhere. I try to be everywhere.
Wow. The thing that I like Periscope, but I always feel like I have to be on. Like, makeup has to be done, you know, hair has to be done. And so that's the thing. But I do love Periscope. I just feel like everybody's watching me and I have to be on. But but yeah,
absolutely.
It is fun. Yeah. Well, this has been great, Nicole. Thank you so much for joining MGN Radio. And again, visit her website at bedtimesleeptime.com. And you know what? I just had a question. How did you come up with the name? Bedtime. I love it. It's simple. Bedtime Sleep Time.
I was thinking, you know, brainstorming, like, what would be a cute name to really indicate what I do. And I thought, you know, why not? Bedtime Sleep Time. Bedtime needs to be sleep time. So let's just do Bedtime Sleep Time.
Love it. Thank you so much, Nicole. And you have a fabulous, amazing day and enjoy the island. And, you know, thank you so much for joining us on MGN Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a real pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to helping more parents out there. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. And to all our guests, we'll be back next week for another amazing MGN Radio show right before Christmas. And we hope you're getting all your Christmas shopping done and enjoying the time with family and friends during this holiday. Can you believe Christmas is like less than 10 days away? And 2016 is going to be a brand new year. And, of course, our sixth conference, Dare to Aspire, for women and moms, is going to be happening in Atlanta, Georgia. We're super excited, our sixth conference. So make sure you follow Dare to Aspire on Instagram so you can be the first to know the dates because, you know, we always sell out. All right. Well, thanks and have an amazing day. Bye.